When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to your fan team stream ahead of game week 36. It's the weekly monster that we talk about. It's essentially building a free hit team for fan team with different prices, very different to FPL. So if you're here for an FPL content, it probably isn't the video for you. If you're interested in fan team, whether you've played or not, stay tuned and we'll be talking about some of the best picks going forward. I'm joined by Josh, last year's winner of the Premier League and potentially this year's winner of the Champions League fan team game. How are you doing, Josh? Right at the top of the rankings.
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, last night was really good. It's almost the last time you're going to be able to say for last year's winner now, because like it's going to be someone else.
Not if you win the Champions League, mate.
it's looking like it's going to be a guy called Piggy Bank. So if he exists or listens anywhere, you're doing very well on the season-long game. So congratulations to Piggy Bank. It looks like he's got it locked up, I think. So yeah, he's got like 15 of the top 20 teams or something. Mm. So like it's going to be hard to catch him, I think.
You won't believe what I did. Well, you will believe because I've told you. But last week I came on, didn't I? I said missed the deadline. Che Adams was captain. Somehow forgot again. Third week in a row, Che Adams captain. Obviously didn't get anything.
I think you just have to let it run now. I think you have to just like leave him as captain for the rest of the season. It's Brentford this week, you know. It's only a single game in a double game week. But, you know, I think you've made your bed at this point, mate.
I don't know. Like, I was doing all right. I mean, my team is 3,000 in the world. So before this whole Che Adams debacle, I was kind of, I don't know, 12, 1300, something like that, and doing quite well. And I feel how like the casual FPL players feel when they miss deadlines. I missed it once and it just kind of really threw me because I just thought, well, no matter what I do now, I'm always going to be annoyed that I didn't change my team that week and I should be higher than where I was. And it kind of, yeah, I just kind of lost interest in it. I've been playing more of the monsters, focusing on the Champions League stuff, and the season long's kind of died. And it's stupid, really. I think next year we've talked, haven't we, about, you know, I think as a kind of more casual player of this, I think I need to have less teams, you know, dedicate more time to focusing on those teams rather than trying to do too many. I think that's the kind of the key for me, because I have really enjoyed it this season. It's just annoying that that's happened.
Yeah, it's definitely like a snowball effect. And I've got a story as that might cheer you and a few listeners up as well. So my friend Alex Doyle, who you know quite well, as
I do indeed, has unfortunately
he's attempted to play a wild card each of the last 3 weeks and not click the button 3 weeks in a row. So he's taken like a minus 50 like 3 weeks in a row and still hasn't played his wild card. So
Wow.
Yeah, he's literally made the same mistake because he's got lots of teams like you. So he's done this. He's done it on three sort of different teams, or one team twice and another team once. But yeah, he's literally made the same mistake 3 weeks in a row. So hopefully he can press the play wild card button this week and he'll be okay.
And I can press the transfer out Che Adams button tonight to make up for it. Yeah, yeah, that's great. So yeah, we won't be focusing on that. Obviously, it's kind of, if you are interested in the season long game and the second chance game and content for that, it kind of runs the similar to, you know, FPL. So you can check out some of the other content on Scout for that. Obviously, the double game weeks are still there. There's no chips, but everything else it is kind of the same. So if you're looking for help with your moves, you can do that. We'll be focusing on the monster game, I just whacked my thing. But yeah, the graphics on the screen for that now. There's two different entry points. You can play for €20 or you can play for €2. Obviously, it's a form of gambling, so be gamble aware. Don't gamble any money that you can't afford to lose, essentially. And I do lose money on this every week, except for this week, where I actually won a little bit of money for the first time. I won like £25 or something. So, yay. Which, you know, you win 25 quid, and actually, I'm only putting in probably, you know, £2 a week, something like that. So when you do actually have a decent size win, you know, it kind of covers the money that we've lost. Well, it's a great start to streaming it, Josh. We're talking about the mistakes we've made. We're talking about the fact we don't win any money on this, and then we're going to be trying to advise people going forward. But it's the last monster in this format. Do you want to explain a bit about how the monsters are going to work going forward?
Yeah, so I think this is the last Game Week 36 is the last monster where like there's a big prize for first, like in a tournament format where like first gets loads, then second gets a bit less, third gets a bit less, and it goes down all the way to like the min cash, which will be like the top 1,000 or 2,000 depending on which game you're playing. So whether you're playing the £16 one or the £1.68 one. So as of next week, for game week 37, the monster is going to be exclusively a satellite to get into the game week 38 comp, which is like €100 entry, I think it is. So what will happen next week is there'll be like only prizes of €100 tickets in the monster. So whatever team you win, the most you can win per team is an €100 entry, but there'll be a lot of like €100 entries. I would say like at least 50 people will win a €100 entry ticket. So the prize basically like goes down further next week for higher, but the up top is much less. So yeah, fan team are just trying to get as many people into that game week 38 tournament as possible. And then just to follow up on that, there'll be no monster in game week 38. So in game week 38, it's just the €100 comp. So you really want to try and be winning a ticket in 37 or 36. So you can sort of have an entry in that tournament in game week 38, which is going to be very exciting.
Yep. So this week it's the format of a €20 or a €2 entry. Then there's a 30K or a 6K prize pool based on which one you enter into. Next week it's tickets. You just basically got a place within the top 50, say. We don't know exactly what the number is, but say it's in the top 50. And then that goes into the game week 38, which is the big final game week, €100 entry. Do you know what the prize pool is for that?
No, not off the top of my head. I'll find it now. But what I was going to say is, like, I think the prize pool for this week and next week, so 36 and 37, will be the same. It's just like 37, it'll be more evenly distributed into like €100 ticket chunks. You know what I mean? So like this week, I think they always promised 3,000 for first on the £16 monster. I think €3,000 for first or something. Whereas like obviously first next week in 37, we'll only get €100 still. So it's a good week to sort of come towards the bottom of the prizes, but still get a prize. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. I'll let you look up the prize pool for 38 and then we'll move on if we know it.
Yeah. I'll find it. I'll just keep moving on and I'll just interject with it when I find it. All right.
Okie dokie. Right. So we're going to move on to Monster for this week. These are the games that are in the Monster. So there's no double game week for these teams. It's purely the first game for all these teams. You've got Brentford v Southampton, Burnley v Villa, Chelsea v Wolves, Palace v Watford, Brighton v United, Liverpool Spurs, Norwich West Ham, Leicester Everton, Arsenal Leeds, City Newcastle. There's no early game. There's no Friday night game. So it really is kind of, I think it's every team, isn't it? One, two, three,
all 10,
four,
yeah.
Five. Yeah, all 10 teams, which is quite rare. Normally there's a couple of teams that kind of miss out. So it's a big week, lots of interesting matchups that we're going to talk about going forward. And we'll talk about some of the prices as well going forward. Got the prize pool?
€100,000.
€100,000. There you go.
It's good for €100, that is. And especially like, I would imagine a large percentage of the people will have won their ticket for cheaper than €100. So you can have a really nice payday. €100,000 in the prize. It'll be 10,000 for first, at least. Yep. €10,000. So that's amazing. So hopefully one of the listeners or something can get their hands on some of that, because that would be like a lovely story to end the season, I think.
Absolutely. It makes that 38 even more exciting. Not that it needs to be any more exciting, because it's already the best day of the year. Even more exciting if you can win some big money on it. And especially if you're competing in the season long or the second chance games as well. There's loads of stuff to consider. Right. What are you thinking this week then? What fixtures stand out to you?
Well, I've decided I want to spend all my money in midfield this week, like an attack again. It's just like, so I need to try and find some cheap defences, I think, that I think are like sneaky clean sheets. And I think there's a few of them on here. So like, we've obviously got the two teams who are involved in Europe tonight, Leicester and West Ham. I'm looking at them. Will they have a hangover again from that? Will they rest players completely like this weekend? I suspect they probably will again, because their whole focus is probably on that European competition, I think, especially if they go through. So we've definitely got to keep an eye on tonight's results, I think, as to whether we think West Ham and Leicester will rest at the weekend. Do you agree?
Yeah, so there's lots of investment in Everton assets, even though they've got the worst away record in the league. But we're expecting wholesale change at Leicester, particularly in defence as well. Leicester are already the bottom-ranked team for minutes per XGI non-penalty over the last six. probably in large part because of all the rotation that they've got going. We don't know who's going to start in that game. It's likely going to be a massively understrength side. Richarlison's probably not going to get banned. We don't think that's going to happen. We think he's probably fit as well, so he looks a good option. You've got Gordon as well. You've got maybe some of their defenders are probably all reasonably priced, given that they can't really defend, but they might be able to get against Leicester. So that looks good. But then, West Ham against Norwich. Do we really want to invest in not? I mean, Pukki maybe. He's the only one though, isn't he?
I think I was more inclined on the Everton side of things, as you said, rather than the Norwich thing. It's we're at that stage of the season now where what teams have to play for is absolutely central to what we should be picking, I think. Like Burnley and Everton have got everything to play for, and they've got like very decent games, I would say. Like, not guaranteed wins, but definitely games they can be competitive in.
Do you buy into that theory then, heavily, do you?
Absolutely. Like, I think, I really like think if, so Burnley have got Villa this week, like, it can go one of two ways, where Burnley either succumb to their own pressure and just, like, you know, Villa play freely and absolutely batter them, or Burnley just care so much and they put in that extra 20% when they're running towards the ball, which it has to be a thing, literally. Like, it's just, you know, especially if Villa are playing like sort of their normal team, like those players just aren't as motivated as the Burnley players on the other side of the game this week. So I think it'll be quite a cagey affair at Turf Moor this week. And I think it might be a kind of a low scoring one. I think that's what my gut's saying, but I might hedge my bets by sort of covering both clean sheets, I think, because I think it could be a really, really cagey affair at Burnley this week. And the same as you said at Leicester Everton, maybe. I think Everton clean sheet's a very decent thing to predict, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel as strongly about you as this whole motivation thing. I think you've got teams at the bottom of the league. They're bottom of the league for a reason. They're not that good. Doesn't matter. Let me look at Watford. It doesn't matter how much Watford want to stay up in the league. They're not good enough to. So I don't think we should be picking their players just off the back of that. I think Everton are an interesting one because Richarlison is a good player, right? He is a class player. He's in the Brazil squad. He carries the hopes of them on his shoulders. He's on penalties. I do worry about that away form. I don't think there's going to suddenly become an amazing team away from home. But I look at that Leicester game and think they have to win that game, because they're not going to get a better chance against Leicester. Leicester will rotate heavily in that match. They're going to make, what, 7-8 changes off the back of this Roma game, I imagine. So, I mean, Richarlison's got... I mean, he's only 8.7 as well. He's got to be, like, first name on our team, I think, this week.
I mean, I love him for the the other thing about the needing to win and stuff is, you know, that team's always going to put their best team out. So, like, for a season-long game, Richarlison is, like, one of the best picks, I think, from now to the end, because he gets 90 minutes, he's on penalties, and he's going to start every single game between now and the end of the season, you know what I mean? So, I think that comes into it as well. Added to that, so, like, Norwich and Watford, I agree, they're not good enough to stay in the division. It doesn't matter how much they try, they're not going to stay in. Burnley and Everton are completely different to that, in my opinion, because Burnley have had, like, an amazing defensive record in the league for 3 or 4 seasons now. So, like, back in their defence, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to do, you know what I mean? Because they've kept 2 clean sheets in 2 games. I think the 2 games before that, they conceded 1 in those 2 as well. So they've had a really good stretch now of just playing well, defending well, and ultimately I think they've won the last 3 games or something, or 3 of the last 4 or something. So, like, they're a team in form, and I think they've got a very decent chance of getting a result this weekend and almost guaranteeing their survival, which sounds crazy from like 4 games ago, but like
Leeds it's are just the ones, like, in trouble now.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, I know everything I've said about Burnley and Everton, I think Arsenal are going to absolutely batter Leeds on Sunday. I think I've got a really strong feeling that could be a big win for Arsenal.
Well, let's move over to Arsenal then. So if you think that's going to be a big win, obviously we need to select some of their players. I mean, Saka's 13.5. I imagine he's one of the most expensive players. Yeah. He is. He's only the only players more expensive than this week are Foden, Salah, Mahrez, Sterling and De Bruyne. But you've got to have him, right? If you think that's going to be a easy win for Arsenal. Any other players? What about Nketiah up front?
Yeah, so I like Saka and I like picking... Nketiah if Lacazette's ruled out, or I like picking Lacazette with the safety net of Nketiah. Like, I think it's worth just covering that, just with, I think he's an extra 0.9 or something.
He's 0.9.
I think it's worth covering that. Like, if there's any sort of doubt as to which one will start, I do think it'll be Nketiah, by the way. But I think you just need to be safe with these things sometimes, and I wouldn't consider captaining Nketiah. So I think it's fine to just have Lacazette.
Quite a lot of money though, 0.9.
It is a lot, and if we need it, then we can start to make like a somewhat risky decision and pick Nketiah. But I think he's going to start. I mean, like, if Arteta's been watching the games, like, I think he would know to start Nketiah, I think. But yeah, I like Nketiah and I like Saka. I don't think I'd go anywhere else personally.
What about Tavares down at 9.6?
It's not bad. Like, you know, I like to double the defences, and I don't think I feel confident enough in an Arsenal clean sheet. I think like Leeds could easily score in this game, but still get battered. You know what I mean? So I think there is a decent chance Rafinha can score a goal or make something happen from nothing or something. But yeah, I think I like the front. I think I like the front two the most. So Saka and Nketiah, I think.
Okay, let's go for that. So let's go for Nketiah over Lacazette.
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely amazed if Lacazette started this. I mean, you know, it's the first one of double. He's had a good break. He played well against West Ham. Busy player. He offers them quite a lot at the moment, way more than Lacazette does. He just needs to finish. He needs to finish some of his chances.
100% agree. And like, if I was the manager, I'd pick Nketiah for every game for the rest of the season for sure. But it's just like, it's just that your appetite for risk a little bit. And yeah, I think he'll start. And you know what? If he doesn't start, he doesn't have a safety net, but he will definitely come on. So yeah, You'll get a point or something at least. So yeah, I think it's fine to take the risk.
I mean, how about some of the other moves? I mean, you've got Chelsea v Wolves. We're not expecting huge amounts of rotation for Chelsea in that one, given they've had an 8-day break now, and then it's the Leeds game, that's before the FA Cup final. City v Newcastle as well. City off the back of that crazy game last night. How do they pick themselves up in that game? Any players you're looking at from those two teams?
More so City than Newcastle. More so City than Chelsea for me. I think Wolves have shown the ability to be resilient. So I think it's like, I think I would be very surprised if Chelsea put 4 or 5 goals past Wolves. Whereas as good as Newcastle have been, I think we could see a bit of a response from what happened last night. And I think if Man City are in the mood, they do have the upside of the sort of 4 or 5 goal scenario. You know what I mean? I think so it's just like trying to figure out who's going to start for Man City, I think, more than anything. And using the safety net, as we've talked about.
Yeah. Who would you go for from City then?
Well, De Bruyne came off early last night. I hope there's no injury there, but I think he's always top of mind for me when I think of Man City attackers. I just love him to bits, and I think they'll be desperate to win this title now. There's nothing else to play for. Like, I think this is, it's just tunnel vision now, isn't it? It's just like the Premier League is their aim. So yeah. So
and has a safety net.
I think De Bruyne gets the minutes, but in terms of this, I think he's a good captain option as well, which you wouldn't necessarily get the safety net for if you put the armband on him, but you'd just have to pick a reliable vice captain. Yeah. I think. I love De Bruyne. I sort of love Sterling as well. I know he's always the top one. Is he the top one again this week, the highest price? Is he above De Bruyne?
De Bruyne's top.
Oh, okay. They flipped it around this week. It's normally Sterling atop, but regardless, Sterling's obviously got a really good safety net below him, and I do fancy him to start this one, I think, after he missed out again last night. So he didn't get the start last night. So
very unlike you to be recommending double expensive options. Normally you do that in defence. I don't think you've ever. Normally you're picking out the bargains in midfield and up front, and you know. But you're saying De Bruyne and Sterling.
Yeah, definitely De Bruyne. De Bruyne is by far the top one for me. And I think just picking Sterling gives you the option of having Mahrez or Foden, whichever one of those three plays. It's probably two of those three that play, to be honest. But I like just having the extra attacker, because I've got a sneaky feeling this is a big score, like I said. And if people disagree with me, you obviously wouldn't pick two Man City attackers, you know what I mean? But I think there's a good chance Man City come back with a really, really good response on Sunday.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
Go to your happy price, Priceline. So, no defenders? Cancelo, 11-8. Laporte, 11-4. Diaz, 11-3.
I think Cancelo's one of the ones I make the exception for. So, I think he's always in play just because he's so attacking. He's done really, really well this season with in terms of the attacking returns. City are a great defensive team. They didn't quite show it late last night, but like they've been a good defensive team across the season as a whole. So I think it's reasonable to pick Cancelo. I think it's even reasonable to pick two, but I think I prefer some of the cheaper defenses this week. You've already mentioned Everton. I like Burnley. I think Crystal Palace are very good at home to Watford as well. I think that's a really nice defense to double up on as well, actually. I think they're around the 9-9 or 8-8 mark or something like that.
Surely you go for one of James or Alonso, though, against Wolves, given that Wolves can't score and you've got the safety net.
Yeah, no, I don't mind doubling that one either, to be honest, if you want to find some more cheaper bargains forward. I think that like that kind of double up I really love, where you've got two attacking defenders, like one either side, they've both got safety nets. It makes perfect sense. If you think Chelsea or keep a clean sheet, that's those two are perfect.
I like the double with James and Alonso this week.
I think that's
perfect. That means probably no room for Cancelo.
No, I think we sacrifice Cancelo and double either Everton or Burnley. I think go with that just to save some funds a little bit, I think. And then I think we can build some decent attackers.
I mean, Pickford 7-1, Mikalenko 6-3.
I like
it. You've got Mina at 6-1, who I like, but no safety net because there's Branthwaite and Patterson.
You can go Mikalenko and then have Mina as the safety net if he doesn't play. I think that seems reasonable to me. I think Mina will play, but...
So at the moment, I mean, we can talk about some of the other options as well, but we've got Pickford, James, Alonso, Mikalenko, Saka, De Bruyne, Sterling, Richarlison, and Nketiah. That gives us 11-5 for one more option. Lynn and Nuclear are talking about Palace options in the chat.
Yeah.
Because they play Watford at home. Zaha's 11-7, so we're just off being able to afford him. Gallagher's 11-6, Elise's 10-7, Eze's 10-1. You want Zaha, really, don't you?
I'd want Zaha or Gallagher, probably Zaha. So I guess we move Mikalenko to Mina and then we've got enough.
But there's no safety net with Mina.
And, like, we just need to find the money, though, don't we?
You know what I mean? He plays, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, like Mina's their best defender. Like I'd be more worried with him getting subbed off with an injury rather than not starting, to be quite honest. Like, I think we're all good.
Okay.
I think Yerry Mina's a great option. I think you can move the money around as well a little bit. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some options we haven't discussed. So, like, for example, I think Harry Kane and Son are absolutely ridiculously priced again this week. They're both, like, 7.2 million or something, which, like, it's against Liverpool. Yeah,
7.6 for Son, 7.3 for Kane.
But they're premium assets. And they did this against City earlier in the season where they got, like, two attacking returns each in the away fixture at the Etihad. So I think they're very much in play. I fancy goals in that game. So if you need some budget relief again, I think those two are great. But they didn't quite make our build, did they? I don't think.
Well, Liverpool are pricey. Salah's 13.9. Jota's 13-1, looking at like Trent 10-2, Robertson 10. The only player I'm not really sold in our team, to be honest, is Sterling.
We can easily make the switch.
Hang on a minute. We're a 3-4-2. That's not a formation. We're out of budget.
We need to get rid of Sterling then.
We do. Yeah. I thought we were 3-4-3, but we're not. We're 3-4-2.
I thought it was a bit too good to be true because like we've picked like a lot of expensive options here. So yeah, maybe put Son in the Sterling option or Kane in. And then we can maybe get Mikalenko back or whatever. And then we've probably got enough for.
That would be I'm triple like defense though.
No, I mean swap it. Sorry, so like take Mina out and put Mikalenko back. You know what I mean, like.
Yeah, but so we're still a player missing. We're still a player.
Yeah, but how much we've got left for the last lot? Like 6-7 million, right?
6.5, yeah.
Yeah. So there is a few options down there, I think. Obviously we haven't quite got enough to go for the Kane Son double up. I think we're like a million short of that or whatever. But I think there's a few teams that are underpriced. Let me have a look at the 6.5 mark. I haven't looked specifically at that price range yet. So
you get Connor Roberts at 6.4. Or Charlie Taylor, if you're backing on that Burnley clean sheet.
You know, I like that one. So that's a very good option for a start. Don't mind Harrison away at Arsenal. I think that's fine if you want a little punt. But I think I favour the Burnley players, I think.
Yeah. So Roberts?
Yep. He's been the most attacking by far in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
It doesn't look like the most inspiring team, though. I've got to be honest. I mean, Pickford, Mina, Roberts, James Alonso, Saka, De Bruyne, Zaha, Son, Richarlison and Nketiah. I guess it's all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
We've overspent, like, we're not overspent, but we've chosen to spend our money on the Chelsea defenders, right? And I think, I always think when you put loads of money at the back, bearing in mind, like, on FPL, these assets are, like, 5 to 6 million, right? We're sort of paying almost double that on this kind of slate, you know what I mean? So you're sort of deciding to put the money into those, you know what I mean? Rather than having, we'd have two premiums in that slot, you know what I mean? If we didn't choose to go that route. So I always think the team looks slightly worse on the monsters when you put loads of money into defense, which is absolutely fine because they've got genuine haul potential, but it just like makes the, it makes the attackers especially look a bit weaker, I think.
Yeah.
And when Nketiah is 12 million as well, that's another thing. Like he's priced like a premium, but he's a budget on FPL and fan team season long. You know what I mean? So
he's a lot of money. I mean, Saka and Nketiah, 13, 5 and 12. That's what Eskimo says in the chat. Arsenal too expensive. They do seem very expensive. I mean, you know, like James and Alonso, 11, you know, 2 million less than Saka. It is a lot of money, but you've said that you think Arsenal are going to batter Leeds. So you kind of have to invest in their attackers off the back of that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, if comparing Saka and the Chelsea defenders, I personally prefer Saka. But like, I think it's close between those and he is more expensive. So I understand. I understand the sort of comparison there. But yeah, maybe we'd take Nketiah out maybe and make it look a bit better in midfield. I don't know, or pick a different striker.
Nah, I like him. I think if you're backing Arsenal, you've got to have two attackers. I think that's going to be
Yeah, you go for it. And I like that. So just some others I've got written down. So we've already talked about Kane and Son. I think they're ridiculous. I still like the Liverpool attackers, even at the price. I think it's very reasonable if you think that's sort of a 3-2 game to like pick a Liverpool attacker or two and pick a Tottenham attacker or two and just like play them off against each other. Zaha, Gallagher, we've mentioned. I don't mind Mount and Havertz, but I think the defenders are better. Now, I think you've talked me into that one. I like Jared Bowen with the safety net because I think if he starts, he could do amazing at Norwich. I think that's really tasty and he's a nice price, so I don't mind that. And then the other one I like that we haven't mentioned is Ronaldo at 9-7. He is on fire at the moment and I think that is a very good price for him away at your boys. I've got a sneaky feeling you'll win actually, but I still think United might score. So I think Ronaldo's got every chance of being the goal scorer. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the likes of Trossard at 8-9 isn't a bad pick. He's probably the only one I'd consider from us. I mean, I was hoping to see Trossard more in the 7 million mark. I mean, when you look at Son and Kane being 7 million, like the Trossard should never be more expensive than Son and Kane. Let's be honest. But if you are backing on the Brighton getting result there, then you know that's it. I mean, we are better away from home than we are at home. So I think it's a draw. It's probably what I'm backing there. But I think Trossard's a bit of an interesting one. We haven't mentioned anyone from Southampton or Brentford. That's the kind of the opposite of what you're saying. Two teams with probably nothing to play for. I mean, Tony's 10-6, which is a lot of money. How much is your boy, Walprouse?
I haven't actually checked. This game, right, I almost, like, I think on a 10-game slate, you can just, like, cross some off that you just can't call, you know what I mean? So Ward-Prowse is 8-8, by the way. If I was going to pick anything from this game, I would pick the Southampton defence on the basis that it's very cheap and just, like, use it as budget relief again. Like, I don't have a strong view on this game. I think if I had to write something down, I'd write 1-1 or something. But, like, I just don't have a strong call on this game, so by that basis, I've just crossed it out because I think there's other games I feel like I've got a bit of a stronger prediction on. So, and it's important to do that when there's 10 games as well. Like if there's 3 or 4 games you don't want to be part of or just can't call, it's literally fine to just cross them out and there's still 6 to pick from, you know what I mean? So that was one of the games that I just sort of crossed out this week. So,
yeah, I mean, so our team just to run everyone is Pickford, James, Alonso, Mina, Roberts, Saka, De Bruyne, captain, Zaha, Son, Richarlison, and Nketiah. Like a few people are saying in the chat, it's quite safe. And I think looking at the fixtures, it's quite easy to say Chelsea are going to beat Wolves, Palace are going to beat Watford, Arsenal are going to beat Leeds, Everton are going to beat Leicester, and City are going to beat Newcastle because they seem, you know, quite logical. But actually, we're like 3 games before the end of the season. City have just had that awful result against Real Madrid. Chelsea could rotate. You know, let Everton are rubbish away from home. I think there's lots of different ways you could go with this week. Like, you know, you've got these kind of obvious teams that we've talked about, but you could load up on Leicester, you know, getting a Harrison, like you mentioned, getting a Jared Bowen, back Watford to score because they're not too bad away from home against Palace. There's, you know, there's lots of differential things you could do as well. We have kind of played it safe, but if you wanted to kind of flip that completely, then you've got options to do that as well too.
Yeah, there's two things on this as well. Like, number one, like, I think I just read out another 11 players that, like, I really like that aren't in this team. You know what I mean? So, like, that's 22 off the bat straight away that I think are good picks. You know what I mean? Like, plus there's others as well that I'll be like, oh, yeah, that might be a good price actually or whatever. The second thing is we could just go wild on the captaincy here with this team, couldn't we? Like, if you look at it and think, oh, this is too safe, you can just take a wild punt on the captaincy. Like, I think capping one of the Chelsea defenders would be amazing on this team with the double defence, you know what I mean? And just hoping Reece James Hall's, hoping Alonso Hall's. Like, they've both looked great recently. So, like, I think if you look at your team and think it's too safe, I think just taking a wild punt on the captaincy on the monster is a really nice way to play it. So, like, you think you've got 11 good picks, but, like, trying to differentiate with the armband, you know what I mean? I think that makes perfect sense.
Jesus, Nuclear Adams isn't happy in the chat. He's calling us cowards. He's saying we're never going to win. God, he's really going for us on this. Calm down, Nuclear. I know you're happy Real Madrid won, but, you know, don't get ahead of yourself.
He's right. We are cowards and we're never going to win. He's got it completely right, to be fair.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Although like I said, he has a go at being cowards and then says, why are you mentioning Bowen? And he's like, well, because no one's going to have Bowen because they're off the back of the Europa League and things. But he's playing Norwich. I think he's an interesting one. He's someone that I might consider over Nketiah, for example, in this because he's got the safety net of people. Yeah. And anyone playing Norwich should be considering, especially for a 1 week.
I wouldn't pick him without the safety net, but the safety net element makes him a perfect pick for this game because every single West Ham midfielder is below him. Some of the ones we wouldn't normally pick, such as like Benrahma, Lanzini, Fornals, some of those are likely to get 90 on the basis that they won't start tonight, so they will start at the weekend, you know what I mean? So it's like, even if Bowen doesn't play, there's some very reasonable options that will have Norwich away who are already relegated. So yeah,
I'll put him in just to show we're not cowards.
Just triple up, just put all three West Ham in, why not?
We should put in a West Ham player without a safety net. That'd be really wild.
Yeah, we need to put Mina back in just to show we're not cowards as well. I've got Mina.
Yeah, okay. Mina's
we're not. How can they think we're cowards then? We've got no safety net. Like, it's like
just trying to appease Luke Adams now.
No, I don't think, like, we've got triple Everton in our team, for goodness sake. Now, I know, as I said, they've got something to play for and I think they're motivated, but, like, I don't think many people will take that line. So, like, I think that's differential in
itself. For good reason.
So, yeah, I think we're basically backing exclusively Everton 1-0 or 2-0, which is absolutely fine because it's possible. But like you said, they haven't been good away. So it's definitely quite risky. And then we've got our man Connor Roberts as like a sort of enabler as well. So like we've definitely been quite brave in some parts. And I don't think many will go for Nketiah either just because he's quite expensive. So yeah.
Yeah, I think the point of these streams is to kind of set up a kind of halfway house between talking about the sensible picks and recommending a couple of differentials. If we came on this stream and we just had a team of, like, I don't know, random players just because we were trying to be different, you kind of lose your credibility. So you've got to kind of find a balance between...
There's a fine line. So it's like...
There is.
I think typically you want, like, maybe 8 really solid picks and then 3 a bit weird ones or 3 differentials or whatever. And I think that seems like that's a balance I tend to use when I build these teams each week. And I think the way I tend to differentiate, as I always talk about, is by doubling like a weird defense. Like I'll read out some of the ones I've got written down this week just to give people a few ideas. But Everton, we've talked about. Burnley, we've talked about. Also Villa, like on the other side of that game, I don't think many people will play that. And I think that, like, I think they could easily win 1-0, for example, or draw 0-0 or whatever. I think that, like, Burnley aren't exactly potent attacking in attacking sense, are they? So, and then the other one I wrote down that's quite weird is Southampton, as I talked about earlier, because they're all in the 6 million mark. And I just think that seems too cheap against Brentford, who couldn't even score against United on Monday. Yeah. So, and then Palace is the other one. I just think at home to Watford, that's just a good fixture. So yeah. I like their defence as well, to be honest.
Yeah, loads of options, especially with so many teams as well. I mean, even we've mentioned United. I mean, you mentioned Ronaldo briefly, but they're all under 10 million. Ronaldo's the cheapest. The most expensive United player, 9.7. Fernandez, 9.6. You know, they are evenly matching the Brighton and United, with Trossard being 8, you know, higher than 8 as well. So not too much in it, so.
And the other important thing here is Ronaldo's a striker. Now, I think there's absolutely no strikers to pick from this week. I think we've got Nketiah / Lacazette, Richarlison, Kane and Ronaldo. That's all I've got. Literally, yeah. That's all I've got. So, like, if you're entering, like, quite a few teams, you might have to go for Ronaldo just to make your team different from the previous team you've built. You know what I mean? So, I think he's a good pick. And is there any other strikers that catch your eye? We talked about Tony being too much. Like, Antonio's not going to play,
Pukie,
for example.
Maybe.
Yeah, like...
Given West Ham and Europe, I think he's, like, 8 million, something like that. But no, not really. I think it's Richarlison, Kane...
Nketiah as a punt, that's it.
Nketiah as a punt, Ronaldo, yeah, probably those four. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so our final team then, Pickford, James, Alonso, Mina, Roberts, Saka, De Bruyne, Zaha, Son, Bowen, Richarlison. New
with
captain
some money
happy
in the
now.
Bank. There's some money in
happy now for some reason. All I did was swap Nketiah for Bowen, but apparently that's enough to please. Hard man to please.
There's some money in the bank now though, right, as well? No, so like you could even upgrade a different spot, yeah.
No, there's zero in the bank.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What, Nketiah to Bowen? Is that, they're the same?
Yeah, Nketiah was 12, Bowen's 12-1.
Wow, that's really interesting. Yeah, that makes me think Nketiah against Bowen. Yeah, I'm gonna have to weigh that one up, I think, offline after we finish, because I think that's really close. That's quite interesting.
Yep. Nice. Well, hopefully that's been helpful. Hopefully people enjoy, the last sort of, proper, in inverted commas, monster this season. Good luck with it. Good luck next week as well with the satellites, but we'll be doing a video kind of ahead of that as usual. I think that's it for us from now. Josh, any plans this weekend?
Not really. I'm back at my parents' house, so probably see some friends around Birmingham where I used to live. Might go for a walk. How mental, I don't know, and watch some football. How about you? You got anything on?
No, not really. I think I'm going to do the same, going to London Sunday, watch football. Kind of nice, but kind of boring. That's kind of how it goes.
Sometimes it's the best kind of weekend, where if you just want to like semi-relax, just watch a bit of football, and then you have to go to work again the next week. So yeah,
Relentless, isn't it? It's life. Nice one. Cool. Well, we'll be back next week. Good luck with all your FPL and fan team puzzles that we're trying to work out. Hopefully if Charles doesn't get banned, that would really kind of throw a spanner in the works, but I don't think he will. But we'll be back next week.